Hello, friends. It's Holy Thursday. Thank you for spending time with us today. This is the 44th day of Lent and our Lenten journey, examining St. Alphonsus' Lenten sermons, where we share with you what stood out to us and why today he has some special insights into this very important day. Imagine, therefore, when you are at Mass, that you are on Calvary and offering to God the blood and death of his Son. And when you communicate, imagine that you are drawing his precious blood from the wounds of your Savior. Very first word, imagine. St. Alphonsus is inviting us to use mental prayer. Place yourself at Calvary. Use your imagination. So let's do it. Let's imagine a time machine. We jump into it. We hit 33 AD. It spins us around. We step out of the time machine, and there we stand at the hill of Calvary. What do we see? We see Jesus in the center, the good thief, the bad thief, Mary on one side. We have the soldiers on one side casting lots to get to see who gets his cloak. And you hear the crowds jeering and yelling at Jesus. You see Jesus' body sag. He's gasping for breath. Like, place yourself there. Now, we don't have the privilege of going back 2,000 years, but we do have the privilege of something else. Mm-hmm. The holy sacrifice of the Mass makes present to us the sacrifice that happened 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. It comes to us in a different manner, St. Alphonsus says, in an unbloodied manner. But nonetheless, it is just as powerful. The celebration of the Mass is as valuable as the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Therefore, all the merits of the Passion are applied to men by means of the sacrifice of the altar. Imagine the graces available to you standing at Calvary, reaching out to touch the wood, and a drop of blood hits your finger or splashes upon your lips. At the holy sacrifice of the Mass, he makes present to us that sacrifice. Mm. How our attention would change if we would remember this truth. If we stood at the cross 2,000 years ago, we would not be looking around to see, I wonder who is here today with me. Mm-mm. We would not be checking this time to see, when is this all going to end? Our mind would not be going back to the pizzas in the oven or the to-do list that we have to do. Our hearts and minds would be fixed upon Jesus. This is what Jesus deserves when we attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's super sad is that there's so many people that aren't able to go to Mass.
In this time.
Yeah, in this time. You know, I was actually just talking with someone this morning about how a lot of the people that she knows who are not at high risk are choosing just to kind of pull out the dispensation card and say, well, the bishop has said that we don't actually have to go to Mass on Sunday, so I'm going to choose not to.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think people are cheating themselves this way. If we can go to Costco and stand in line with hundreds of people and we feel that the risk is appropriate for us to do that, we should be able to go to the holy sacrifice of the Mass.
And I feel like, just like we were learning yesterday about acts of love, just by asking Jesus, like, obviously we're choosing not to go to Mass because we don't love him enough. If we loved him, if we truly loved him and truly believed that what was happening at the Mass was Jesus dying on the cross, we would go.
That sacrifice being made present. One thing clear, Jesus doesn't re-die again and again and again. Right. That sacrifice is made present to us.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Because someone's going to call us out on that.
Yeah. But anyhow, like, we would be running there.
Yeah.
And I feel like even for myself, like, I should be running there more frequently. These acts of love, even when made by us without any sensible sweetness, please God. He does not, however, give the souls whom he loves a perpetual enjoyment of his comforts in this life, but only at intervals. And when he gives them not so much as a reward for good works, the full reward of which he reserves for them in heaven, as to give them more strength to suffer with patience the troubles and adversities of this present life, and especially the distractions and dryness of spirit which pious souls experience in meditation. I just feel like this is so true. Even though we don't feel like going or praying or, you know, spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament or going to Mass, God blesses our acts of love, even if those feelings aren't there for us. And then St. Alphonsus actually does go on a little bit more about saying how sometimes people, if there's dryness in your prayer life, people will just sort of step away from it. But he says, no, even that dryness, even if you're continuously battling distractions, That is something beautiful to offer to God and worth doing still. It's like the rosary. How often do we say, oh, it's just too hard to do it with kids. Do we really have to do this? It's still a beautiful gift to God, even when we don't feel like giving it.
So the struggle is meritorious.
Mm-hmm. Devout pilgrims go to the Holy House of Loreto, where Jesus Christ dwelt during his life, and to Jerusalem, where he died on the cross. But how much greater ought to be our devotion when we find him before us in a tabernacle, where this very Lord himself now dwells in person, who lived among us and died for us on Calvary.
So pilgrimages remind us of the holy places where saints and martyrs were, but maybe also where Jesus walked. And those trips can be very enriching to our spiritual life. However, in a pilgrimage, we go to where Jesus walked. When we visit the tabernacle, we go to where Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't find Jesus where he is, we will not nearly be as blessed to go where he was.
Mm.
Friends, today is a special day, Holy Thursday. Your parish will likely have the sacrament reserved for adoration. Spend some time with Jesus. This is time well spent. This is where God is.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, this is where he is. Upon the altars of our churches, waiting for people to comfort his sorrowful heart.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with him.
Come, O death, says Jesus. Be quick and perform thine office. Slay me and save my flock. I feel like I have a really hard time not crying on Holy Thursday. Just because it's just such a special day where Jesus is by himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asks his apostles, won't you stay awake with me? And not a single one of them stays awake with him. And yet he willingly offers himself for his flock.
Please pray along the rosary with us. It'll be right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.